Traveler's Journal, October 19th. Getting lost in the Pine Barrens. 1.1 million acres of sandy pine forest, laced by four lazy rivers and pockets of primeval swamp. Home to 850 plant species and 350 types of animals. These are wilds not often associated with a populous state like New Jersey. Draped across the 30 miles between Philadelphia and Atlantic City, the Pine Barrens is a surprisingly seductive expanse, a challenging, mysterious place that's withstood centuries of civilization. Pull over on any of the few roads that pierce it, and walk 2 minutes into its silent, resin-scented interior. Carpeted with pine needles, the sandy ground is cushioned soft. Paths tempt one to venture deeper, to explore still ponds and cranberry bogs edged by wild sweet pepper bushes and huckleberry thickets, to step across slow streams canopied by white cedar, to canoe down lazy rivers between root-knotted banks. As the participants in the Blair Witch Project found out, losing one's way in the Pine Barrens is easy. And there are those stories. Tall tales about early pirates, rum-running hideaways, mafia massacres, strange residents, or the New Jersey Devil, a weird creature said to haunt these wilds. The Barrens boast tangible history as well, the ghostly remains of old iron-smelting villages. Though much of the land is privately owned, with three state forests and a national wilderness reserve at its heart, the Pine Barrens has sufficient solitude to offer boaters, bikers, campers, and hikers who crave peaceful solitude. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.